every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
That's right. It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Well, you know what? We come to you this week with a sad, sad heart. Our dear friend Hulk Hogan passed away. And, you know, it's just a sad, sad day for the wrestling business.
Ten bells for the Hulkster. We're all mourning his loss. A great loss for the wrestling community, America in general. Sad day when we lost Hulk Hogan. It was a sad story. It came out of nowhere for me, Eddie.
I knew Hulk had been in for some surgeries, and I didn't know he was really that bad that quick. I don't know. He took a turn for the worst. And, you know, I just got to say that it was my pleasure to meet Hulk and to work with Hulk and to do a lot of stuff with Hulk Hogan. And all the people that talk about him behind his back, you're the guys who always ask him for money, and he always came through. Hulk Hogan is a true icon, and he's a legend and the best wrestler the wrestling business ever had.
There were a lot of jabronis that had negative things to say. I think it had a lot to do with the fact that he decided to delve into politics, one side in politics, and now, you know, when you do that, there are people that are going to be very upset with you. And it seemed
here's what these idiots need to understand. Him and Donald Trump were friends. And so when you try to shoot a guy that's your friend, I'm going to come to his side as a friend, and I'm going to stand by him. I don't care if you like him or not. That's the time you got to stand up and show that you are a true friend in life.
That's right, Eddie. Hey, we got to run. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Lowe's knows hot deals help you get the most out of summer. Get up to 30% off select major appliances and get it delivered as soon as next day. Plus, get up to 30% off select patio furniture, grills, outdoor power equipment, and more. These end-of-season savings won't last long. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 7/30. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Valid on eligible in-stock orders in select locations. Price, delivery time, and vehicle availability may vary based on order size and location. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/delivery for more details.
Protect your home and auto by bundling them with Progressive, and you'll have a little less to worry about. But we know you'll find other things to worry about. Like that text you just got from your boss. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Oh, hey, call me when you get a sec. Yeah, this is bad. Oh, well, at least you protected your home and auto with Progressive, so you don't have to worry about that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BILL for an extra 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code BILL. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BILL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BILL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Mouthing all over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah, you know, I want to tell you, one of the greatest nights I had in you know, my career was Hulk, myself, Kid Rock, and there was a bunch of, you know, celebrities there. We opened the Universal Hard Rock Hotel. We just had a friggin' blast. I mean, we took limos everywhere, and we walked that red carpet with a bunch of pretty girls, and we just had a great time. And then you really can see what a big personality Hulk Hogan was, and he was bigger than life. And I had one of the best nights I've ever had in my life, and my hat's off thanks to him and Kid Rock for a great night.
Speaking of bigger than life, odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. odark30.com. Tell them Mouthing Off sent you.
Yeah, and you talk about something. The Titans released former first rounder Treylon Burks, wide receiver. Somebody's going to pick him up.
Well, here's the thing about Treylon Burks. This may be a name that you don't really remember because he didn't make the impact that everybody expected him to. And this is the kid they drafted. And they said, okay, we're drafting him to replace our number one receiver, who they then sent to the Philadelphia Eagles, A.J. Brown. And they have made a mistake that they have not recovered from in deciding, sure, we can move on from A.J. Brown, draft a kid that profiles like him, and that kid's just going to come in and be the same guy as A.J. Brown. Well, it wasn't the case. He's been injured his entire three-year career, and they've now been released by the Tennessee Titans, who are moving in a new direction, and he probably will get picked up because he's a big kid. And when he's healthy, very fast and good hands, so he probably will end up.
You know who the Titans ought to pick up? Who's still out there? And I can't believe he's still out there. Amari Cooper, he would be perfect for Cam Ward.
It's interesting you say that because this is it's almost turning into wide receivers are sort of like. Feels like just a year or two ago that Amari Cooper was a complete and utter stud. Wide receiver for the Dallas Cowboys. He gets moved to Cleveland and, you know, the rest is history. He's now, nobody wants him. How can you not want to sign Amari Cooper? Does he want too much money? Does he want, I don't know what is going to happen with Amari Cooper, but I can tell
he's
you.
He's the kind of guy that can get open for a Cam Ward.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it would be a great decision for Tennessee to bring him in, moving on from a wide receiver they had a lot of hope for. And it would nothing can go.
Cooper can bring something to the party.
Yeah, you're going to spend a lot of money to bring in Amari Cooper, but
well, he's worth it.
You know what you're getting in him. Even if he lost a step, he's still Amari Cooper. And you know, the Bills, they did a weird. They don't respect their receivers at all.
Ever.
They're moving them around.
What was it? Is Diggs? It left. Went to the Houston Texans.
Stephon Diggs left. They got rid of the kid out of UCF. I mean, they just do not seem to care about wide receivers. They're like, we got a great quarterback. We don't need wide receivers.
Yeah, but who's he going to throw to?
No.
It's like, come on. That's kind of like, you know, Mahomes getting rid of his guys. You got to have wide outs, and you got to have a great tight end, or your quarterback, doesn't matter how good he is.
Right. And, you know, Patrick Mahomes has been shielded a lot from that problem because of the fact that he has Travis Kelce. Because if you think about, they moved on from Tyreek Hill, and Tyreek Hill hasn't been the same since he went to Miami. His first season, he was.
Yeah, he's not going to be the same this year. You have to run it down his damn quarterback.
That's true.
He would never get the damn ball from me.
Yeah. So anyway, the Broncos extend wide receiver Courtland Sutton. So there's an option that's off the board for Tennessee. The Steelers released Cordarrelle Patterson, who's a sort of a swing receiver. He's a receiving running back.
He's more of a returner, you know. It's like, okay,
yeah,
why you want to pay millions of dollars for a kick returner? You don't need it. Put a wide receiver, one of your third string wide receivers back in, let him go, you know. And
the fact of the matter is, Cordarrelle Patterson, it's hard to say his name. I'm just gonna admit it. I think I flubbed it every time I've said it so far, but it's a weird name to say. But he was a running back, and he's a pass catching running back, but I guess they haven't found him to be better than their other options. So he's gone. $2.8 million saved. He'll end up somewhere. Somebody will pick him up. The Cowboys wisely extend tight end Jake Ferguson, 4 years, $652 million, a $12 million signing bonus. He's now the highest paid tight end. He looks like a tight end that you should pay because he's a stud. And regardless of who plays quarterback there, he's a good guy to have on your offense.
Well, look at the Bengals. I guess they listened to our show last week when I jumped on the damn agent about, hey, you need to have the guy sign the contract and just shut up.
Well, he didn't sign the contract and shut up. He got his 4 years, $18.97 million fully guaranteed with a $10.4 million signing bonus. So he got exactly what he wanted. Shamar Stewart got what he asked for. Mike Brown in 3 years might be paying a prisoner, which is what he didn't want to do. But the reality of it is, in this day and age, the players have more leverage than the owners, and we're going to get into that in a different sport later.
Well, you
know in the show
who's just reporting again to camp? He just left
he left my backyard.
Woods.
yeah
Trey
Hendrickson back in Cincinnati for mini camps. He has decided to end his holdout, but he does so without a contract in place, but I believe behind
the
scenes.
No, he's got a contract for this year.
Yeah, he wants an extension, though.
I would, too, but if I got a contract, play the damn contract out and leave.
Like I said before, the players have the leverage now. I'm assuring you that within a week from now, we will hear about the extension that he signed with the Bengals, and everything in Cincinnati is going to go back to being happy because everybody got what they wanted, which is something that they really needed to do. Shamar Stewart, whatever, he's a rookie. Don't know if he's going to pan out or not. Don't care. What I do know is that Trey Hendrickson is a part of their defense that's sorely needed, and he's back up there, so they'll be in much better shape with him.
Hey, what's the deal with the Raiders? Are they all light in the slippers out there or what?
Well, Christian Wilkins injured his foot.
Kissed another player in the mouth.
It was on the forehead, and it was a joke, and his playmate didn't appreciate it. His teammate didn't appreciate being kissed on the forehead, even as a joke. And he made a scene. Luckily for the Raiders, Christian Wilkins did have a broken foot last year, and they've gone out and said, hey, we're not going to make this a big story. We released him because he didn't rehab his foot properly. They voided $35.2 million of his guaranteed money. Christian Wilkins will land somewhere. He'll get that money back. The Raiders have moved on from a guy. It's
yeah, the
funny.
Only gay guy is Crosby they're going to allow out there.
Well, the fact of the matter is that this is an interesting thing to me because you and I both know that in NFL locker rooms, the guys are not necessarily the kind of guys you want to go kissing them on the forehead. But in this day and age, we're expected to just assume that that's okay because society tells us so. Right now, the best remaining free agents on the market are, of course, Amari Cooper, as we spoke about before, and cornerback Asante Samuel Jr. from the Chargers.
I can't believe somebody hadn't picked this guy up.
Well, these are the things. So Asante Samuel Jr., Amari Cooper is not young. They demand a good salary. So teams in a salary cap era are having to learn to pay guys properly, and somebody's going to get squeezed out. And right now it's Amari Cooper and Asante Samuel. We've seen this recently in the past, though, where one of these guys won't get signed at all. And they'll be sitting on the sidelines watching football until a catastrophic injury happens and a team needs a replacement. And that's when they get brought in. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Oh! Yeah, we'll be right back. I got to find that 5th doctor.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Mouthing Off.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Well, it looks like Cleveland has a gambling problem. You know, what they're pitching. I mean, their closer, I mean, look at, they're investigating him, and he's on suspension till August 31st.
Emmanuel Clase, potentially the best closer in baseball right now. And he and teammate Luis Ortiz are both on, I believe, paid vacation right now while the league investigates this. Gambling isn't the right term for it. It looks like they were shaving for prop bets, which I assumed at some point this was going to be ugly because this is a really
Pete Rose easy. Never did that.
No.
He bet on his team to win.
Yeah, well, these prop bets are a real problem, I think, for major sports, because if the prop that goes in is Emmanuel Clase gets two strikeouts and he's a closer, he can go in there and, you know, throw guys meatballs and try to get them to hit into the infield or pop out where he doesn't come out there with his best stuff. And Luis Ortiz, same thing. You know, if he's in there to get two strikeouts, he's like, I'm not going to paint corners here. I'm going to try to get these guys out without strikeouts. And I'm sure this is happening a lot more than what we're hearing about. I know that a lot of these prop bets are kind of safe where it's like, you know, Bryce Harper will get two hits and Bryce Harper's not going to go out there and, you know, get a hit and then walk every time. They're trying, but there are places where you get in these guys' ears and you say, hey man, you want 10 grand? Shave, don't get two strikeouts tonight. And these prop bets have become huge. I've noticed I got into this DraftKings thing hard when I left a full-time job and was in transition into freelancing. And, you know, I'm a worker, so I was like, I don't have anything to do. I'm going to go start studying hard these sports. And I did DraftKings as a job. I was spending 4 to 6 hours a day studying guys, studying how they did against pitchers, hitters, and the NBA, you know, best defensive.
Well, you became like a major league pitcher, yeah. Studying batters. That's what you did.
So anyway, I was doing this, and then I realized, you know, this is a very difficult job to have because the highs are high, the lows are low. I got out ahead, which everybody probably shaking their head, sure he did, but I did get out ahead. But I stopped, and I've noticed a lot of my friends now are like, hey, I got this prop, hey, and it's every day betting on prop bets, and they'll all tell you they're killing it, they're winning all this money. But I promise you, 9 out of 10 of them are losing and gambling something that they're going to have to get a hold of.
Yeah, well, look at the Padres. They lost the infielder, Macaro.
Yeah, I don't know how to.
Big time. Yeah, he was good.
I thought I was having a problem with Cordarrelle Patterson, but Tucapita Marcano, that might get me even more lifetime.
I'm not even going to try that one. It's like, but he don't play anymore, as they say.
He never really did. He was a up-and-coming kind of utility guy in that lineup. So
it's really hard on these players today. Because everywhere you go in a stadium, it's DraftKings or the other gambling stuff. Gambling's everywhere.
You know,
in baseball, and it used to never be that way.
No, it was illegal. This stuff was illegal. They've not only have they legalized it, but they have brought it out on Broad Street and said, hey, every commercial, every sport is either DraftKings or FanDuel, brought to you by this, brought to you by that. They're really, really pushing hard gambling, which is, you know, you're not allowed to have cigarette commercials because they were like, this is something that we don't need to be out there promoting. You know?
Yeah, but why? I mean, you should have, take the money from the tobacco companies.
Well, here's the thing, Eddie, that gambling is something that you get very addicted to and can completely destroy your life, just like heroin.
Well, that's what they're promoting.
I know. It's a sticky wicket because you should have the right to go out there and blow your entire bankroll on gambling. My beef with DraftKings, and I started to see it towards the end of my DraftKings run, is that it's on the computer. and I just do not trust computers. If I'm sitting across the table from my buddy, there's a chance he's slipping an ace out of his sleeve, but the likelihood is very low. There's a chance that they're slipping 10 aces out of their sleeve on the internet when you're gambling. And I started to realize, like, I had an algorithm I was using for gambling on DraftKings, and it went from doing well enough to completely ridiculous in 1 year.
Yeah, they changed it, didn't they?
I think they did. And I'm telling you right now, if you're one of those guys that's out there betting on DraftKings or FanDuel, be careful, because I don't know that you necessarily have the low odds that you're supposed to have anyway. There's a chance that, you know, there's, and I'm not saying either one of those companies is doing anything shady, but what I'm telling you is that I, in my head, came up with an algorithm that seemed to work. There are guys much smarter than me that can go in there and figure out how to put together a computer algorithm that makes it absolutely impossible for you to win. And by the way, one of those two companies has had an employee busted for cheating. So it's not impossible that you're getting ripped off and losing all of your money. So be very careful with it. I don't know how we got
off on
that.
You know what
I'd
love?
What?
I heard that your former guy with the Nationals, now Philly, Bryce Harper, literally nose to nose cussed out Rob Manfred in the Phillies locker room.
Yes, he did. He
said, I love that. He should have slapped the hell out of him while he was talking to him.
First of all, I don't think that Bryce Harper is a big man, but he's also a sweetheart of a guy. So he has learned from Jason Worth, which I think is a very good thing, that you stick up for your buddies. Rob Manfred brought up a salary cap in Major League Baseball. Bryce Harper immediately got out and said, if you're going to bring that up, get the F out of our locker room.
Right.
And that.
And they should.
Yeah.
You know something? It's like, okay, if you're going to do a salary cap on ball players, you need to do a salary cap on owners. You can't make but so much money. Well, that's against capitalism right there. Well, what you're doing is institutionalized collusion.
Yeah.
Against ball players.
Yes.
And you shouldn't be allowed to do that, Jeff. I mean, you're telling me I can only make so much money, but I can make you $1 billion with who I am, but I'm not allowed to make any money. Oh, well, that banana don't float.
No, the reality of it is that we got into a really ugly place, and we're getting ready to, you know, the housing bubble, the dot-com bubble. We're getting ready to hit the TV money bubble with major sports, and baseball is going to be the one that gets hit the hardest because they rely on it the most. And the problem is going to be that when that TV money goes away, those guys aren't making enough to pay Shohei Ohtani $1 billion with seats. That's not going to happen. They're not going to be able to make, they're going to be coming out of their literal pocket to pay some of these. And I wouldn't be surprised if in 10, 15 years, some of these guys are declaring bankruptcy to get out of these long-term contracts because the money just isn't there yet. So from a economics perspective, these salaries, they've got to figure, Rob Manfred is not wrong that something needs to be figured out when it comes to how much these guys are being paid
now.
Well,
you know what Rob Manfred needs to do is shut the hell up and retire as commissioner.
Fine.
Before he really screws up the whole Major League Baseball with all his woke crap he's putting in there. And that's the problem. You put that woke stuff in with baseball and you will not make money because every fan will quit coming.
The thing is, though, he's not wrong. They've got to figure it out. These owners have to say, we're not paying you $300 million. And they'll say, well, then we'll go to another team that'll pay us $300 million.
Well, but that's, I mean, if a guy tells you he can't pay you, go.
Yeah, but where does it end? Does it end with the Dodgers having an all-star team every year? Because that will kill baseball faster than running out of money.
Well, it's always
kill baseball.
Been in baseball, L.A. and New York markets.
Yeah.
Or the California market. San Francisco's the same way as L.A.
Yeah.
In New York.
Mm-hmm.
And you got in the National League, you got the Giants and the Mets.
Yeah.
American League, you got the Yankees and, now the Dodgers. But it's like, that's how come they move the teams.
Listen, I am not an economist. I am not a politician. I'm not any of these things. But I will tell you that I see the writing on the wall that if they don't have a way to regulate the salaries, this sport in particular will be destroyed by those salaries. Salary cap, you've got on here, it's institutionalized collusion. The salary
and I've always said that, because you cannot take, in capitalism, you cannot put anything, a cap on anything to keep a guy from making the most money he can make.
If you
can't pay the money, there ain't no cap.
You're right,
though.
You
know what I mean? You just tell the guy you can't pay. That's the way it is.
The fact of the matter is, though, that this is not capitalism. This is baseball right now is not running on capitalism. They've got all of this money. They don't care about the people that are going to to take your family of four to go see a baseball game. Let's use the playoffs. In baseball, it's different. There's so many games. You can usually get, you could spend $150-$200 and take a family of four to a baseball game. But let's take the playoffs, for example. You're spending $1,000-$2,000 to take a family of four to see a baseball game. And these players do not care about that. And the owners do not care about that. They don't care if they alienate themselves. So you're right, capitalism can't have any caps, but capitalism has many forms. It doesn't work without regulation. Salary cap is a regulation that seems to work in every other sport, and it might be time for Major League Baseball. Bryce Harper, I apologize, but I'm going to stay in my locker room, and if you come here, you can get the F out. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Lowe's knows hot deals help you get the most out of summer. Get up to 30% off select major appliances and get it delivered as soon as next day. Plus, get up to 30% off select patio furniture, grills, outdoor power equipment, and more. These end-of-season savings won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/30. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Valid on eligible in-stock orders in select locations. Price, delivery time, and vehicle availability may vary based on order size and location. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/delivery for more details.
If you didn't think skipping breakfast was a big deal, you'd be right. Before. But now, Wendy's has Buck Biscuits. We're talking sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or even the Honey Buddy Chicken Biscuit. For just a buck each. Seriously, you can get all three if you want. They're just a buck. So you'll never skip breakfast again. If you're smart. Breakfast for a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Limit 5 qualifying items per transaction. Not valid in the combo while supplies last.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hi, it's me, Flo, here to tell you that with the Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, you get 24/7 protection, so you're covered no matter where the day takes you.
Even I added too much water to the pizza dough day?
Yep.
How about getting a call from my daughter to pick her up at the airport because her boyfriend is unreliable day?
Especially that day.
What about finding out that one of my pipes suddenly burst in my basement day?
Progressive has every day covered 24/7 with a Home and Auto Bundle. Also, you have a lot of bad days.
Oh no, that was all the same day.
At least you're covered with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Mouthing Off.
over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Hey, your favorite driver, Bubba Wallace, becomes the first black driver to win a major race on Indy's Oval.
I saw this and I thought, well, you know, they've got to point out that he's the first black driver to ever win on Indy's Oval, because he couldn't be the first jerk to ever win there. He couldn't be the first whiny person. I'm filtering myself to ever win there. So they were like, we got to find out something he's the first to do. He was not the first race car driver to ever win there. He's the first black driver to ever win a race on Indy's Oval, wins the Brickyard. And I guess a week after, we were getting a kick out of a guy wearing a Bubba Wallace shirt that wasn't necessarily pro Bubba Wallace, and them having a fit over it, and then saying, we don't know what to do here because this gentleman happens to be African American wearing this shirt, so we can't call him racist. We don't know what to do. Basically, they just came out and said they were very offended by the shirt and they don't want people to hate Bubba Wallace. Well, if you want
you know,
to
but hey, NASCAR is like wrestling. It's predetermined.
You think?
I don't think. I know.
Well, that's sad.
So it's just, hey, you know, it's awful funny how they all of a sudden, these guys win races.
Right when they're in the thick of all the negativity and they're like, man, this guy's one of our stars. We got to clean him up. He's going to win in Indy. Well,
they had to make sure that Ty Gibbs won that $1 million.
I'm not going to believe you that NASCAR is determined. My brother, you know, raced in NASCAR, and I don't ever remember him saying, hey, just so you know, I'm going to win this week. So,
well, when you're at that level, it's all professional. It's, you know.
Yeah.
Well, it's all about the money. It's kind of like professional wrestling. And, you know, when they talk about Eddie Mansfield, now they're doing a whole damn series on Netflix about the behind the scenes of how they make all the stuff.
Well, it's funny, Eddie.
Don't you ever say anything about Eddie Mansfield. I was a trendsetter.
That's what I was saying.
Hey, let me tell you something. I made wrestling big when I did. I shined the spotlight on it the correct way.
Well, I'll tell you this much. They hated Elvis for shaking his hips up in front of those girls and being all, you know, sensual in front of those girls. And they were, oh my gosh, this guy's the worst thing ever. And then, you know, rock and roll took off and then you look back and you say Elvis is the king. Well, they hated Eddie Mansfield for breaking kayfabe. They hated Eddie Mansfield for going out there and saying these guys need to be paid more. And now that they're getting paid more, and now that everybody's breaking kayfabe, we got to look back at you as I've got to start calling you the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the king.
No king. I don't want to be no damn Jerry Lawler. That tired ass bastard. You know, it's like I don't want anything to do with him.
The MLB Speedway Classic. This is very
interesting
to me.
So cool.
Odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. Odark30.com. Tell them Mouthing Off sent you. So, Braves at Reds at Bristol. It seats 146,000 in the first MLB game to be played in Tennessee. Not the last, I don't think. I think this was a feeler that they were sending out. I don't think it's going to be in Bristol. It's going to be far, far west of Bristol. But Nashville, I think, is going to have the Tampa Bay Devil Rays or the Oakland A's are already moving to Vegas. So it's probably going to be the Tampa Bay Rays that move to Nashville. So this will be the first but not the last MLB game played in Tennessee.
Well, I just think it's a great idea. You know, you got 146,000 seats.
Yeah.
And there ain't shit to do in Bristol, Tennessee, but watch racing or baseball. Yeah. Okay. And drink moonshine. So they're going to go drink moonshine and watch baseball. So that'll be, they'll put 140,000 people in there. I mean, that would be great. It's great for the community. That whole tri-state there, you know, it's good.
Yeah, this is a great idea. Hockey had it 10 years ago. They've been doing it for 10 years. They've expanded it over the last 10 plus years. They're playing in football stadiums. They're playing in baseball stadiums. They're playing all over the place, outside and different. They're setting up a hockey arena. Even when I was in D.C., I feel like it was probably like 70 degrees outside and they played hockey outside. I watched an interview of the guy that puts the ice together and how it's very intricate how they make that sheet of ice outside and it can withstand the sun shining directly on it and, you know, 60 to 70 degree temperatures and still maintain ice. So it's a really cool thing.
When you look at hockey, though, they did iconic ballparks like Wrigley.
Yeah.
Fenway Park. Yeah. I mean, Yankee Stadium. Mm-hmm. I mean, they did iconic places, man, where it meant something. You played there. It's like Bristol. It's an iconic speedway.
Yeah.
It's going to be really cool, you know, and they're going to lay that field down and let's see how many foul balls that hit fans, you know. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I'm interested to see it. I'm interested to see how they, you know, I know they can roll out a field. I mean, I've been into Dallas's stadium, and in the back of the stadium is a whole nother field. They roll out the whole football field, and then when the football game's over, they roll it up and they put it in the back, and they roll out another football field for all of the stuff that happens when the Cowboys aren't playing there. It was one of the craziest things I've ever seen. It's a machine that's well oiled. They get that thing in and out like nobody's business. So
out in Phoenix, they do with real grass.
That's crazy. I mean,
which I think is great. Boy, I've seen them roll that carpet in.
Yeah.
That grass is so cool looking. I mean, man, it's like, God, I wish I could grow grass like that. Well, I mean, it's like, wow.
Well, I'll tell you what, you can, but growing grass like that is a
big money.
Not only is it, you could spend all the money on the world with grass, Green Thumb with Eddie and Jeff. You could spend all the money in the world on your grass, and if it ain't done right, it ain't going to grow right. I've turned into one of those old men that's out there. You know, I see a weed pop up, I'm immediately out there making sure that thing goes away, because I've put a lot of work into my turf lawn in Florida. Hey, we're getting off track here. Iowa Speedway, only 4 races remaining in the regular season. So NASCAR is nearing the home stretch. Iowa Speedway, that's out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, that's cornfield, man. They cut that out of the cornfield. That's good. You know what's really going to be interesting is August 2nd and 3rd. MetLife Stadium is going to come alive with SummerSlam.
Yeah, I was reading earlier that the WWE was going to be in New Jersey / New York.
No, it's Jersey.
It's in New Jersey. Yeah, you can't.
Yeah. Hey, you know, in that Meadowlands where they're wrestling, they don't even let racehorses' feet touch the ground. They cover them up.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that it's on radioactive, you know, dirt and crap out there, man. There's no telling what's buried out there. Oh, my God.
Maybe that's
in
why.
New York? You kidding me?
Yeah, that's who knows. 2 nights, August 2nd and 3rd at MetLife Stadium, WWE SummerSlam. I'm sure it's going to be fantastic, because the Saturday card, the big matches are Gunther versus CM Punk, which is that's the rivalry right now. CM Punk's going to come in and beat the Nazi. Raquel Rodriguez and Roxanne Perez versus Charlotte Flair and Alexa Bliss for the WWE Women's Tag Team Championship.
Well, you know who's going to win that, don't you?
Charlotte Flair and Alexa Bliss?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't see
it. You know how you know that? Because they did a job on SmackDown the other night for them, and they always do that before they take their belts, you know, to make sure they do business right. So,
we're calling
Flair
it.
And them will kick their heinies.
But the headlining event for Saturday night, and everybody is excited about this, wrestling icon Jelly Roll and Randy Orton, some guy that must sing country music, versus the other legendary wrestling icon of the world, Logan Paul and some jabroni Drew McIntyre. So everybody's looking forward to Jelly Roll versus Logan Paul at SummerSlam.
Well, it's Orton and Jelly Roll in a tag against Drew McIntyre and Logan Paul. That's going to a good match. I don't know how long Jelly Roll can actually wrestle.
Logan Paul, I feel like, is a guy who can get in there and probably, he's pretty athletic.
He's really good.
Yeah.
He's really, really good.
So I have a feeling that Randy Orton's going to be carrying quite a heavy load. I know Jelly Roll's lost a ton of weight. That's not a joke.
Jelly Roll's going to blow up pretty quick. But it's like, you got to give him kudos. I mean, he's come a long way. He's lost over 200 pounds. Yeah. And I mean, he looks good. And he's moving pretty good in the ring. So, hey, he makes millions with country music, not wrestling. Yeah. So.
Well, I got to give it to a guy. He's taking advantage. He's taking full advantage of his 5 minutes for sure. He has burst onto the scene as a musician, and now he's doing something that I'm sure he grew up loving. He's jumping into the WWE to do a big match. He's headlining SummerSlam.
Hey, and the son of a gun is main event in SummerSlam.
That's what I'm saying.
What the hell, man? It's like guys will give their left nut to do that. But, here he is. Boom. Big Jelly Roll. Main event.
Yeah, it's exciting stuff. Sunday, John Cena versus Cody Rhodes. That's going to be an actually phenomenal wrestling match. So looking forward to that. That's all I have on the card for Sunday. I'm sure there will be a lot of other interesting things happening.
Yeah, but nothing like that one. Oh, my goodness. You love this guy, old Rob Manfred. The guy who's changed baseball. And, I can't stand this guy. I'm so happy for Bryce Harper. Now I really like Bryce Harper. I always wanted to hit him with an inside and high pitch. But now, I don't want to hit him. I want him to hit Manfred right between the eyes. Well, he deserves. Manfred is a woke joke that needs to be kicked out of Major League Baseball, Jeffrey.
As I've said many times before on this show, Bryce Harper is a tough thing for me because from a baseball player perspective, I loathe him with every breath I take. But as you know, personally,
superstar.
I enjoy him quite a bit. He made me happy personally. And so it's hard for me to bag on Bryce Harper as hard as I want to because of the fact that there's a great story there. But I can't.
Superstar. Just remember, superstar.
I mean, he is and he isn't. He's a superstar in the way that, who's another guy that didn't live up to their potential but still maintained stardom?
Well, he's still, he wins big games.
No, he doesn't. Has not ever, will not ever.
Yeah, he does.
Okay. Well,
superstar.
You know what? If he's married, he's got one ring. So there is that. Listen, but what I'm very upset about now is that Bryce Harper, unfortunately, is putting me in the even weirder position of having to defend Rob Manfred, who I can't stand.
Boy, you better not. Let me tell you something. That's the most asinine thing you ever said on this show in years.
I can't believe.
Don't you ever, that woke SOB, you're going to defend him?
Only on this one subject, though, Eddie, and it tears me apart inside to do it.
You better go to the commercial before I say something I shouldn't.
We'll be right back on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, who was just saved by the bell. Joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Well, you know the lover's going to come in and rescue you, Jeffrey, any and all times. Because we have got one of the top shows on the network, and we're just that damn good. And I'm excited that we're around the world. We got 6.5 million listeners around the world. That's pretty damn good each and every week, folks. And we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for you listening to Mouthing Off, because you know we're that damn good or you wouldn't be listening.
Yeah, you know, Eddie, it is often that I will die on my sword when I believe something so deeply in my soul that I would defend a person. We won't even name him in this last segment. His name does not need to be said in this last segment. But I'll tell you what, I was more than happy to say, all right, I'll give this one to you. Rob Manfred sucks altogether. He's never had a good point one time in his life. I said I wasn't going to say his name, and then bam, said it.
But you know who doesn't suck?
Who?
Hulk Hogan.
Absolutely. We gave him a 10-bell salute in the first segment. Well deserved. And, you know, I'm still somewhat shaken by the fact that such an icon of my generation is gone. You know, that's life, though, you know, as you get a little older, you know, you start to lose the ones that you looked up to. And Hulk Hogan, I will definitely never forget all of the good times I had playing with my little Hulk Hogan and Randy Macho Man Savage and Ultimate Warrior little rubber figurines with the ring that I got. And it was so much fun. And wrestling was such a big part of that time in my life when, little did we know, we were kind of in the beginning of what was going to turn into something that wrestling had never seen it before. It became a nationwide phenomenon and then a worldwide phenomenon.
Well, we started all that at Turner and at USA Network. And then when Vince came in to do the WWF, you know, nationwide, he took it to another level. Whoever owns them now, TKO or whoever, you know, good luck. You're no Vince McMahon.
All right, Eddie, we did it again. We've reached the end of another episode of Mouthing Off. Tell them goodbye.
For Jeff Taylor, this is the Continental Lover saying see you next week.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.